How do you achieve what you really want in life? Well, we're going to talk about it in Stephen Pressfield's book, part two, actually. Part two, not of his book, but of the review that we do on his book. Do the work. Stick around. We will be right back. Hey, peeps, please help us grow the family. Give us a comment and review on the Apple or Google Play Store. It's super quick and easy. Just scroll down, click the little stars, comment, and just help us grow the fam. All right, so now that that's out of the way, let's get into this. What is going on, crypto family? So this is part two of the book review that we do on Stephen Pressfield's book, Do the Work. And if you haven't seen the first one, make sure that you do. The link is in the video description below. Now, as always, let's just jump into this in our quick and dirty style. Mr. Pressfield explains that there is a beginning, a middle, and an end to doing something great. In the beginning, many people think that they need to do tons of research. This, of course, can cause good old analysis paralysis. This is resistance as well. Instead, we have to start taking action. Taking action is going to make you uncomfortable. He says that we need to get comfortable with discomfort. This will allow you to move out of your comfort zone and go for home runs. By doing this, you are going to have some failures. It's a given, but this is part of the process. You are not going to hit every single pitch out of the park. Babe Ruth, for example, struck out 1,330 times. But guess what? He hit 714 home runs. Now, speaking of striking out, you're going to have to be prepared going in that knowing that not everybody is going to support you. You're going to have some haters, you're going to have some naysayers, but you're going to have to learn to use that as fuel. And guess what? Prove them wrong. There will always be people that cut people down just to justify, you know, their lack of action, just to justify the lack of success that they have in their lives. These people are bitter. They're kind of like the old crab mentality. You know, you got that bucket of crabs and they're all at the bottom, and if they helped each other, they'd get out. But one gets to the top and another one pulls them back down. Yeah, don't be in that bucket, all right? The only way to reach true success is to reach your goals. The next part of doing the work is when you're in that middle phase. You know, a lot of people think that at this point that they're kind of finished, so to speak, with the resistance. But that's not true. He says it's always there and you're always going to have to battle it. He says many people at this point will start to reflect that maybe their work isn't perfect or not good enough and simply just stop. They must push through and keep producing. Just think if you started like a YouTube channel, for example, your first videos are not going to be as good as your videos maybe 3 years from now. You go back and you reflect on your work after you complete it to see how you can actually make it better. But then, guess what? You keep going. The book states that the momentum is one way to defeat resistance. This comes from taking action consistently. Another important thing to keep in mind is that even with momentum, there will be crashes and there's going to be failures. The key is not to take it personally and just to keep on going. Look at it as maybe an opportunity to grow. It's helping you. It's not hurting you. Now let's talk about the end. This is the part where we all, you know, kind of have to close the sale, ship the product, or provide the service. This is where you have to remember that you will have failures. But you will have to do it anyway. This is how you will become a pro. Continue even if you fail. Do it anyways. He says that you have to develop a killer instinct for this. You must sell and you must close. If not, all your work is useless. So to summarize, there is a beginning, a middle, and an end to great work. Get started now. Keep working, you know, work through the doubts, always improve, and sell or ship the product. Now let me know, in what ways can you take action, you know, right now to start working towards achieving your goals? I'd love to hear your thoughts. Also, let us know what other topics or other book reviews and what other, I guess, anything you want us to talk about for the most part in the comments below. Be happy to shoot those videos out for you. God bless you. Love you. Catch you on the next one. Hey peeps, just a friendly reminder, Crypto Beetle shows are never financial advice, recommendations, or trading strategies. The views expressed here are solely that of Robert Beetles and his guests. Robert Beetles is the co-founder of the Monarch Wallet, host of Trading View Sessions, Crypto Beetles on YouTube, and on several entities. Robert's opinions here do not reflect that of those entities. Some information shared here may not actually be factual. These shows are for information and entertainment purposes only. Never invest a single Satoshi or penny in anything without first seeking the counsel and advice of a professional financial advisor. Robert Beetles is not a financial expert or advisor. Investing in anything is super dangerous. You can lose all of your money, so always trade at your own risk. Please help us grow the family. Give us a comment and review on the Apple or Google Play Store. It's super quick and easy. Just scroll down, click the little stars, comment, and just help us grow the fam. God bless you. Love you. And I'll catch you all in the next one.